I'm talking to Jackie Ferdinand, who is the very excited winner of the Australian Floral Art Association Award for Best Use of Foliage here at the World Flower Show in Barbados 2017. Jackie's got this most amazing design that is all foliage. It is all local foliage. So tell us a bit about how you put it together.
When I saw the theme rhythm, my thought went to movement, lots of movement. And then when I researched the meaning, it also went to patterns and repeats. So I went and I started researching foliage that had lots of patterns, and then I wanted to include lots of texture. So I went with foliage that had texture, patterns, variegation.
It's all got a lot of movement in it too, hasn't it? Yes.
So we have some fan palms that fold against each other. We have some aloe plants with the little spots in them for the repeat. We have tillandsias that just curl on themselves.
Yep.
We have palms with fingers that look as though they're just
stretching out. Yes. And where did you source your material?
Oh, my friends were wonderful. When I said that I needed some plant material for the world show, I had some friends who said, okay, just tell me what you want from my garden. And I was allowed to go through their gardens and take anything that I needed, because as far as they were concerned, this was a world show, this was on the world stage,
yep.
And they didn't mind being part of it if they couldn't arrange.
So you shared the prize with all of these people. That's good. So the trophy gets shared around the houses, you know?
No, the trophy stays with me. But I will take pictures and I will show them the trophy because I think this is wonderful.
Yeah, so the trophy itself is a silver Donshell tray, and it is embossed with some gum leaf and gum flower, some macrocarpa, and it's a flat tray with just a little lip at one edge so that it, and on the back it's engraved that it's from the Australian Floral Art Association. And Jackie's pretty happy with it.
When I saw it, I just went, wow, this is wonderful.
It's nice and shiny. It's beautiful.
Nice and shiny. And it also has lots of rhythm because the leaves
intertwine.
It does
indeed, yeah.
The little lip at the bottom.
Yep. That's great.
It's in keeping with the show. It's in keeping with the theme.
It's lovely. I just want to ask you about the structure itself, because it's quite tall. It's taller than both of us.
Yes.
So close to probably, close on 2 meters, I guess, the height.
Just about.
And it's beautifully balanced. So was that a challenge for you, given that some of this material is quite weighty?
Yes, but I had the stand designed specifically for this.
Okay, yep.
So that made it easier.
Mm, mm.
The difficult part was to go a little higher, so give it some more height.
Mm.
So I had to look for something with some length to go up and still have that movement in it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's going on.
Yeah.
Taller.
So in terms of the planning for the design, how long did you plan on paper before you started to practice?
This is actually from the time the schedule came out.
Mm.
I went through the schedule and I decided what I was going to do.
So 12 months almost, really?
Just about. Because I was traveling.
Yep.
I made a quick decision.
Yep.
Because I didn't want the class
to be full
and I didn't get it. So I just went through, I made a decision, this is what I'm going to do, and I registered, and then I went off. And while I was on vacation, I told myself, but you need to figure out what you're going to do for this thing. And I started and I drew it out and I said, okay, this is what I wanted. I wanted the stand to be an all-round stand, so it had to have that kind of movement in itself, designed for what I was thinking. And I started drawing it out because I'm a visual.
Mm-hmm.
So I started drawing it out and I came back. I got the stand down and I was traveling again, so put the stand down. And I just came back and started putting it together. I wanted to use the agave leaf because that texture that is on the leaf.
And the color as well.
Yes, the color. And then I decided, because that's the gray, this is the blue agave.
Yep.
It has that grayish color.
Yep.
I wanted to use something that would pop on that color, so I went with the limey greens and yellows to pop off of that color, and that's where it started. And
it really is a quite spectacular design in that it is very rhythmic, regardless of what angle you look at it, because it is an all-around design. There's interest and there's rhythm everywhere that you look. So congratulations.
Thank you.
A wonderful effort, and enjoy the tray and think of Australia every time.
And I honestly will, and thank you to the Australian Floral Art Association. I really appreciate this.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome.